Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the home of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news, talk, and sports station. This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by General Steel.
What's your favorite thing about a good movie? What makes the perfect song? And what's it about the first lines of a book that will snatch our attention? If these questions intrigued your artsy interest, you don't want to miss Director's Cut on WFHR every Sunday night from 8 to 9. Your WFHR program director James and head of production Seth will be diving into the local arts and entertainment, hot topic movies, hidden gems, and more. Audience feedback and requests are encouraged for this fun and open conversation about art in all its forms. It's art supporting artists in their own words.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. Following is a list of upcoming meetings in the listening area for Monday, February 20th. In Wood County, the Citizens Groundwater Group is meeting at 2 p.m. in the River Block Building, Room 206 in Wisconsin Rapids. The Central Wisconsin State Fair Board of Directors will meet at 6:30 p.m. at the fair office in Marshfield. In Portage County, the Board of Adjustment meeting will take place at 4 p.m. The Health and Human Services Board meeting will start at 4:30 p.m. at the Portage County Annex in Conference Rooms 1 and 2. The Stevens Point Common Council meeting will begin at 7 p.m. in the Community Room on Michigan Avenue. In Adams County, the Library Board will meet from 2 to 3 p.m. at the Adams County Library. The City Finance Committee meeting will be from 5 to 6 p.m., and the City Council meeting will run from 6 to 7 p.m. Tonight is the Steve and Annie Chapman concert from 6 to 9 p.m. at Christian Life Fellowship. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Mainly clear overnight with a low of 19. Northwest winds around 5 miles per hour. Cloudy skies tomorrow, snow showers likely at times, highs level off around 37. Lows around 17. Tomorrow night, mixed precipitation possible at times. 5 to 10 inches of snow tomorrow through Wednesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 26.
From Alexander Field to the Central Business District, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Well, I would certainly want to know what conversations he had both before January 6th and in particular what was happening, the conversations he had on January 6th. We know that Donald Trump sat for hours and hours while police officers were being beaten and gouged and bear sprayed. He refused to lift a finger. We know there were multiple entreaties to him. Mark Meadows was a part of that. He could shed light on the present state of mind. For a Justice Department looking at whether Donald Trump should be charged with things like insurrection or seditious conspiracy or other serious violations of the law. They are going to want to know what his state of mind was. And Mark Meadows is in a paramount position to be able to testify as to those issues.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Future Senator Adam Schiff. Wow, wow, wow.
Accurate.
Well, we've just been perusing all the Fox texts.
Oh, my.
And first of all, we were saying thank God none of our texts are public. Okay.
Also, thank God.
How many times have you texted each other that I'm going to give you an aneurysm?
We're like smart Laura Ingram. Not to do that.
We've never written it down.
That's what you're not dumb enough to write it down.
Use voice memo apps for that.
I have a feeling Laura Ingram's producer, that was like a daily text.
She's going to give me an aneurysm?
She's giving me an aneurysm again.
It wasn't just an aneurysm. It was an effing aneurysm.
Oh, that's true. Thank you for the correction. Wow, wow, wow. What a giant lying liars.
Hypocrites.
And hypocrites.
It also doesn't look good for their lawsuit against them.
No, that's not going to be helpful.
No.
Yeah, I don't know how you claim First Amendment on this, on knowing you are broadcasting lies.
Yeah.
That's what these texts prove. They're trying to go with, oh, it's First Amendment, it's free speech, when their texts are absolutely the opposite of what they broadcast. They absolutely knew all of this election fraud stuff was bull, right? I mean, it's okay.
The things they said about Sidney Powell alone.
And Rudy, all of them, right?
Yes,
employees at Fox News knew that claims blaming election fraud for Donald Trump's loss were outlandish and false, even as the network continued to promote them as credible. Newly unsealed court filing shows quotes revealing producers, executives, and stars of the network knew the election wasn't stolen and that many fraud claims were bogus. So this is for $1.6 billion against Fox News. So even certain hosts who sometimes embrace conspiracy theories on their shows said in private they knew Sidney Powell was not telling the truth. Tucker Carlson told a producer soon after the election that Powell is lying. Sean Hannity said, according to the filing, that whole narrative that Sidney was pushing, I did not believe it for one second. Even Fox's internal fact checks after the election found the claims of election fraud were incorrect, and there was not evidence of widespread fraud. Mm-mm. We will ask Glenn Kirshner in just a bit how this is not incredibly damning. Dominion's lawsuit is an assault on the First Amendment and the free press, Fox wrote. I'm going to say, and again, legal expert in just a few minutes, but I'm going to say legally that is horse.
Yeah.
Right.
That's just mine.
They completely and totally defamed Dominion.
Oh, my God. You know who else I hope sues is the reporter that Tucker Carlson
got fired?
Yes. And is in text asking to have her fired because she told the truth.
Right. Jackie.
Right. Yes. I don't know who any of them are, but yes.
Some woman at Fox who got it right once.
Yes, who accidentally told the truth. That's your only crime at
Fox
News.
But it wasn't even on Fox News. It was a tweet.
It was a tweet.
Yeah.
Fire her.
Right. Jackie Heinrich. Is that who? Yeah.
Yes.
A seemingly irate Tucker Carlson texted colleagues to say he seriously wanted Fox News reporter Jackie Heinrich fired after she tweeted a fact check of then President Trump. He added, what the? Yeah. What the actual? Is this journalism that someone's trying to do on Fox News? What the actual?
What are you thinking?
He fired the group text between Tucker and Sean and Laura.
That sounds like my idea of hell.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Do you think ever Laura like accidentally like texted him right the wrong group text?
I don't know. I don't know.
Sean and Tucker get that?
Yeah.
Like, well,
it's
she's at it again.
That was the most shocking thing, is one of her producers seemed to imply that she is somewhat unpleasant.
Insane.
Oh. Ow. How about that voice? How about that voice all morning?
You worked with her briefly.
Yes. For a moment.
Was she unpleasant?
Yes. Okay.
I
felt sorry for her because she was really bad at TV then. And we had
it
was supposed to be live to
yeah.
tape, and she kept screwing up. And I was very nice to her. I was like, okay, it's okay, Laura, we'll get it next time. She had to keep restarting,
even
though it was supposed to be live.
You're like Beauty-Schmall.
There. Shh. You're Beauty-Schmall. Let's try again. Ah, I keep screwing it up. Okay. Save your mean tweets. I know. She makes $70 billion a year, and I work in my basement. I got it. Okay, let's go back to the...
Okay, then.
And now, back to the fun.
Fun stuff.
Yes, the group text between Tucker Carlson, Sean Hannity, and Laura Ingraham. Carlson pointed Hannity to a tweet by Fox reporter Jackie Heinrich. Heinrich was fact-checking a tweet by Trump that mentioned Dominion and specifically mentioned Hannity and Dobbs' broadcast discussing Dominion. Heinrich correctly fact-checked the tweet, pointing out that top election infrastructure officials said there was no evidence mm-hmm. that any voting systems deleted or lost votes, changed votes, or in any way was in any way compromised.
Right.
Carlson texted Hannity, please get her fired. Seriously, what the... I am actually shocked. It needs to stop immediately, like tonight. It is measurably hurting the company. The stock price is down. Not a joke. Oh, my God. That's... What's his son's name? Buckley's whatever. Inheritance. Oh, my God. Stop with the telling the truth.
Buckley's going to have to work.
Pardon me?
Buckley's going to have to work.
Buckley might have to get a job.
He's not going to be able to live on fish sticks for the rest of his life.
The stock price. Oh, my God.
Poor Buckley. Won't somebody please think of Buckley?
Oh, my God. Won't somebody please think of the trust fund, Fox Children? Also the frozen food.
Air. I know yesterday I said Logan's were all terrible people, but I would assume Buckley's are all pretty bad, too.
Okay.
I know a few Logans. I don't know any Buckleys.
But are the Logans, are they jerks?
A couple of them are good.
Can I have my Exorcist music, please?
Sure.
On the night of January 6th, Tucker Carlson referred to Donald Trump as a demonic force in a text to his producer after Trump supporters stormed the Capitol. Fox host Tucker Carlson, Laura Ingraham, Sean Hannity immediately understood the threat to them personally. Huh.
Read it as Linda Blair. Read his text as Linda Blair.
Oh, no. We're screwed.
That was Laura.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Carlson wrote his producer, Alex Pfeiffer, on November 5th. We really worked hard to build what we have. Oh, we, meaning we as an arm of the Republican Party.
You're not doing Linda Blair.
Oh, there's in my morning stack. Rupert Murdoch told Fox News CEO the network should help GOP win the Senate in any way we can. Oh, isn't that helpful? Aren't they helpful chipmunks? And also, I guess, a fair and balanced news organization. Those are destroying our credibility. Would that be the rioters he's referring to? Okay, it enrages me. He added he had spoken with Laura and Sean a minute ago, and they are highly upset.
Oh, but I can't imagine Laura Ingraham upset.
Ow.
Windows must have shattered.
Does my tone of voice get unpleasant when I'm upset? What Trump is good at is destroying things. He's the undisputed world champion of that. He could easily destroy us if we play this wrong. Late on January 6th, Carlson texted with Pfeiffer, his producer, that Trump is a demonic force, a destroyer, but he's not going to destroy us. Oh, and then on January 26th, Carlson invited Mike Pillow on his show to discuss the same theories that he had already texted were both. On his show, Carlson downplayed the Capitol riot, even referred to it as an election justice protest. Elsewhere in the filing of text where Carlson tells Sean Hannity to get the reporter fired for telling the truth, as we mentioned earlier. Okay.
I still think it better is Linda Blair.
I guess we can just keep this music for Lorraine.
Okay. Well, I mean, it's long. We can keep it going.
Did you guys read this and go, thank God, none of my texts are public?
They can't subpoena text to your husband, can they?
An exasperated producer for Laura Ingraham. Now I want to see your text just because I mean, I know they're bad. I just want to see them. Okay.
It's usually more like, you won't believe what the dogs did this time.
That's exactly it. Yeah. It's all dog related.
The door's open. We're freezing.
An exasperated producer for Laura Ingraham. I feel like that's a daily. That could use any day.
For any producer.
I picture all their producers with their hair, like, mostly in, pulled out
what
in their
hair?
Hands.
It's been
like,
pulled out
trying
their
to hold their phone with clumps of their hair in it. Laura Ingraham's producer texted a Fox News executive shortly after the 2020 election to say the host was not heeding his warnings that claims of voter fraud were BS. Tommy Firth, this would be Laura Ingraham's producer.
Oh, this poor guy.
It's giving you a cold chill up your spine, every producer's names. Producers Travis Bone and Chris Lavoy. Text read as follows. Okay. He texted Ron Mitchell, one of the Fox News executives, responsible for overseeing Laura Ingraham's show. That's got to be also
delightful
job.
Yeah. Job.
Laura, could we speak to you about now? Shut up. I'll do what I want. I'm just paraphrasing probably what she...
Donald likes me the way I am.
Do you think she's good at taking notes?
Oh, God, no.
Laura, we have some notes on listening. Yeah! Shove it up your ass! Okay, you be Laura's producer trying to give me notes. Go ahead.
Hi, Laura.
Nah, shut up! Homo.
But Laura... this is from...
I could play this game all day.
This is from the network. I need...
I can blow it out their ass, too.
You're going to get paper cuts on your ass from this, Laura.
Laura, we're going to get sued if you don't stop talking about Dominion.
Okay. let me get through this.
Okay.
Okay. He first bluntly captured dilemma. This Dominion... is going to give me a aneurysm. As many times as I've told Laura it's BS, she sees posters and Trump tweeting about it. Redacted. You think that was C-word? C-word redacted?
I have no idea.
I'm sure it's not the first time she's been called the C-word.
Mitchell responds, this is Bill Gates' microchip angle to voter fraud. Firth replies, redacted.
Oof.
Do you think it was you, dumb C-word? Later in the day, Ron checks in. How's it going with the kooks?
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Oh, okay. Boy.
All right.
Like, when your boss is even like, yeah, you work for a terrible, terrible person.
And then just says, how's it going with the kooks?
Good luck.
Yeah, good luck with the kooks. That sounds like a you problem, not a me problem.
Better you than me.
I wonder if they get combat pay. Lord, they wear helmets, Laura Ingraham's producers.
Ooh.
I have to go. You have to go tell Laura something. Oh, no. Black jacket. Ow!
I'd wear earplugs. And I'd be afraid of her popping my eardrums.
Objects flying out of her office. Bodies. Ow! That's when the door briefly opens. Gah! It's another dead producer's body. Okay.
Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. News, talk, and sports from Vesper to Plover.
Frangela can't join us today, but they did want to remind people their live show is in Portland, Oregon next Saturday.
Oh, yes. Get tickets.
You can go see them.
To record their live
album. And then you can listen to the live album.
Yes.
You can hear yourself laughing at Frangela.
Right,
what
right.
more could you want?
Because you were there.
Go to frangela.com for more info.
There you go. Mm-hmm. All right. 19 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by My Bomba Socks. It's an all-performance day. Thanks for asking.
Yeah.
It's a weightlifting. It's a hiking. It's always a hiking and running with the little tiny sled team day. and I am ready to roll with
my
bombs.
I keep telling you, get some roller skates and just let them pull you.
That's maybe as I age, that will. Although that could be, I see a broken hip in that.
Yeah.
Bombas' mission is simple: make the most comfortable clothes ever. Match every item sold with an equal item donated to someone in need. So when you buy Bombas, you're buying socks, underwear, and T-shirts that feel good and do good.
Uh-huh.
You're a do-gooder in some feel goods.
Yeah. Hmm?
Okay. Just the materials, I'm telling you, merino wool, Pima cotton, even cashmere. Everything is so soft, tagless, seamless. Mm. Sorry, I was drifting away, thinking of one of my Bombas T-shirts. Bombas donates, as I said, one item for every item you buy. That's a whole lot of comfort, a whole lot of good. Go to bombas.com/Stephanie. Use the code Stephanie, 20% off your first purchase. That is bombas.com/Stephanie. That code is Stephanie, bombas.com/Stephanie.
Doesn't anyone notice this? I feel like I'm taking crazy pills.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, going to bed at a decent hour didn't always mean I got enough sleep. Often I was either too hot, too cold, just not comfortable. That changed with my Cozy Earth bedding, the softest, most luxurious, responsibly sourced bedding on the planet. Cozy Earth bedding is naturally temperature regulating, so I sleep great in any weather, and I'm not alone, like this 5-star review from Lara. My husband and I are getting the best sleep we've ever had, to the point where we don't wake up in the middle of the night because we're so comfortable. I can't wait to buy more colors. Cozy Earth bedding is made from the finest materials, including premium viscose from highly sustainable bamboo. And Cozy Earth is the brand that made Oprah's favorite things 5 years in a row. Whether it's their luxury sheets available in 5 awesome colors, loungewear, pajamas, or premium waffle bath towels, you're going to love shopping at Cozy Earth. Hurry, save 35% on Cozy Earth bedding now. Go to CozyEarth.com, enter my promo code Stephanie, save 35%. CozyEarth.com. Promo code Stephanie. One more time, CozyEarth.com. Promo code is Stephanie. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. 20-plus years of experience combined with new tools simplify the process. Angie makes completing home projects easy, and I've had a lot of them. We'll be there from your first repair to your first renovation project to the work you do before selling your home. Angie is a personal home expert, having served 150 million-plus consumers to date. Angie provides new digital tools and innovative solutions to make it easier than ever to get anything you need for your home done right. We understand the difficulties that can come with home projects, so we make tackling home service projects from start to finish. Angie has projects that are priced upfront and clearly lays out the cost before you buy. That part is so important for me. I cannot tell you how many times I've been scammed before I found Angie. They are literally a homeowner's best friend. Download that free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That is Angie.com. One more time, A-N-G-I.com.
Wow, I can't believe it. This is great news.
Aw, thanks. Oh, I'm so nervous, but I'm excited, too.
So are you going to start telling people? Is it too soon?
I think I'll wait a little bit, you know, just in case.
Yeah, that's smart.
Yeah. Well, people are going to notice soon anyway.
Have you told your mom yet?
Not yet.
Oh, she's going to be so happy.
Yeah. Oh, it's going to be so nice to finally be able to say, I am quitting smoking.
Mm. Congratulations.
Thank you.
If you're pregnant, there's one more exciting announcement you can make to your friends and family. You've decided to quit smoking. A lot of women are able to quit successfully when they find out they're pregnant. They have the best motivation there is, a healthy baby. Deciding to quit is the first step you can take to reduce the risks of premature delivery, low birth weight, childhood asthma, and SIDS. We can help you learn to quit. Call Great Start at 1-866-66-START.
So do I have to buy you a gift for this too?
Of course.
Every baby deserves a great start. Brought to you by the American Legacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm LeVar Burton, and I'm proud to be a book person. Every child deserves to have access to books because children who grow up with books invariably do better in life than children who do not. How do I choose a book? Is it the cover? Sometimes it's the cover, sometimes it's the title. I guess I'm pretty visual, so it's a combination of those two. The first book I remember was Captain's Courageous. When I finished that book, I had become so involved with these characters. So here's the thing. If a book's really, really impressing me and the writing is really, really good, I will peek and see what the last paragraph is. Because the endings of books, if it's really, really well done, that ending, that last last thought should rock you. I am a book person, and if you're a book person too, read to a child and spark a lifetime of ambition. Join me at bookpeopleunite.org because reading is fundamental. A public service announcement brought to you by Reading is Fundamental, Library of Congress, and the Ad Council.
Stephanie Miller.
You say what you want to say and let the words fall out. Honestly, I want to see you be brave. What you want to say and let the words fall out. Honestly, I want to see you be brave.
Yeah, yeah. Speaking of which, a shout out to Senator Fetterman this morning. Mm-hmm. Speaking of brave.
Yeah.
Good for him.
Yeah.
And shame on anybody, you know, that is trying to denigrate him for seeking help for depression, which, by the way, is a well-known thing that happens after stroke or heart attack, you know. And so it's, yeah, I don't know what else to say about that, but it's, you know, predictable and despicable. Rick Wilson said, I've lost too many friends to depression in my life. It takes guts for Fetterman to admit he needs in the public eye, knowing the hideous mockery that will come to him from the MAGA world.
Oh, sure.
Better people will salute his courage.
And they already are. They're already saying stuff about him on Fox News.
Of course.
They're calling his he's the one who had him committed and is now taking power.
Oh, please.
Yeah.
Please. As she said in her tweet, no one wants to talk about their health less than John does.
Right.
You know, Ed Krasenstein said, anyone attacking Senator John Fetterman after he sought help for depression should be ashamed of themselves. It's this stigmatism that makes people feel ashamed to seek help. Mm-hmm. Senator Fetterman is a perfect role model. A lot of people suffer from depression, and help is available. Anyway, good for him.
Yeah.
Good for him.
And, you know, he's this big, imposing guy, looks strong as hell.
Yes,
but it's okay to, you know, it's okay to admit that
no, he's,
you're struggling mentally.
He likely will save lives by, a lot of lives by doing what he's doing.
Yeah.
And I guess, you know, it's obviously recovering. My dad had a stroke. It is very hard to recover from a stroke. I'm sure it is depressing.
Can't even imagine.
Yeah. Ben Collins, this is just, I don't know, there's so many nuggets in the Fox News, the Minion lawsuit, that I don't know where to go
I need
first.
A full story about this lady, because she sounds like a peach.
Oh, we need to find this. He tweets, according to the Dominion lawsuit against Fox News, one of the sources for the network's quote-unquote election fraud from, quote, experiencing something like time travel in a state that allows her to see what others don't see.
Oh, God.
I love her. I love her.
All in the chiron. Just shorten it to coke.
With insider information.
Today might be the morning. Before, but I maybe might be unable to even
anymore.
All right. After today.
I thought that was yesterday.
I know. Sometimes I think so.
It's a daily occurrence. Right. It's like a producer at Fox News saying Laura Ingraham is going to give me an aneurysm.
That's a daily
hope here in Los Angeles.
Good morning. Man Meat Friday. That makes this homo hopeful.
Well,
yeah.
Hello now.
And speaking of man meat, I'm going through my files, and Travis, on Monday, I believe you were wearing a sweater that said hope on it, so that would have made you the homo of hope on Monday.
I'm always a homo of hope.
You are, boyfriend. Give me hope.
He hopes I have an aneurysm. No, I'm kidding.
No, because he'll be out of a
Travis,
job.
We're kidding.
I'll be out of a job. I wouldn't want that on you.
Pay us.
No, we can't have that. So between yesterday, Lindsey Graham running away from reporters, George Santos running away from reporters, the famous Josh Hawley, January 6th, running away from reporters, running away from the mouth. I think their theme song should be Jackson Browne's Running on Empty.
Oh.
And we should, like, play that all the time.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. Locally grown radio is 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Wisconsin's spring primary election is Tuesday, February 21st, and your local Civic Media radio station will be tracking the results.
Special live coverage starts at 7 p.m., and News Director Terry Bell, with a team of political experts, will be following which candidates, both local and in the state Supreme Court race, move on to April.
Spring primary election coverage live, Tuesday, February 21st, starting at 7, here on your local Civic Media radio station, streaming on the Civic Media app.
Don't search through the phone book for hours looking for help. Don't waste time being transferred from department to department looking for answers. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, simply dial 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Free and confidential information and referral is available throughout central Wisconsin. Dial 211 and get connected and get answers.
What is dedication?
My biggest fear in the middle of my addiction was that my kids wouldn't have a father. I overdosed on heroin, and I lived. And I started thinking, you know what? This isn't my story. My desire to change had finally outweighed my desire to stay the same. I felt powerless for so much of my life. It's important to me that my kids are empowered and truly believe that if they can think it, they can do it. I definitely had to become a better man to be a better father. For the first time, I finally feel like I'm exactly where I should be, where I want to be.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
All over America, people are taking the national radon test. Have you? Answer true or false. Radon is a radioactive gas. True.
I didn't know that, no.
True or false. The Office of the Surgeon General recommends that all homes be tested for radon. True, your home should be tested. True or false, radon is the second leading cause of lung cancer. True.
I'm gonna dial the number and call.
1-800-SOS-RADON.
Keep your family safe from radon. Call now.
1-800-SOS-RADON.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Every day, people begin a difficult and sometimes desperate search for programs that can provide assistance. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, call United Way's 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. How do you locate a support group for widows or housing for an elderly parent? United Way's 211 is free and confidential and provides answers to these questions and more. Dial 211 for community information and referrals 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Wisconsin enjoys a rich history in broadcasting, which we celebrate at the Wisconsin Broadcasters Hall of Fame. I'm Michelle Betterkind, president of the WBA. We honor those who have devoted their careers to serving their local communities as legendary broadcasters. They are personalities, owners, engineers, and educators. It's an experience that's free for all to enjoy. Visit the Wisconsin Broadcasters Hall of Fame, located inside the Milwaukee Hilton City Center.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. Experts discussed the state Supreme Court primary at a virtual roundtable yesterday. The WIS Politics panel talked about spending in the race and what will bring out voters.
Well, I mean, the amount of spending just shows how important this race is. It's supposed to be a nonpartisan race, but this race has the potential to change the outcome of the court.
That's Corey Hess from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Scott Jensen, a former Republican assembly leader, also weighed in on spending.
This is going to be a $30, $40 million race for Wisconsin State Supreme Court.
Chuck Challa, a former Democratic leader in the state Senate, shared a strong opinion on the importance of this race and what will decide it.
There will never be a competitive legislative race where you can choose whether they'll be Democrats or Republicans unless the Supreme Court has changed. But the bottom line is abortion is going to decide this.
I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Mainly clear overnight with a low of 19. Northwest winds around 5 miles per hour. Cloudy skies tomorrow, snow showers likely at times, highs level off around 37. Lows around 17. Tomorrow night, mixed precipitation possible at times. 5 to 10 inches of snow tomorrow through Wednesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 26.
Away, and Donald Trump's response is, then take down the effing mags. That kind of evidence, if Meadows was also a witness to it, that the president knew the crowd was armed, knew they were dangerous, said, as Cassidy testified, that he didn't care because they weren't here to hurt him. This is, I think, among the most powerful evidence of the president's malign knowledge, corrupt intent, and Meadows could certainly corroborate that.
He certainly could, couldn't he, future Senator Adam Schiff? Well, if only there was somebody who could answer that question. Thank God, former U.S. Attorney Glenn Kirshner is here.
Get me Glenn Kirshner!
Glenn Kirshner!
Former 30-year federal prosecutor Glenn Kirshner.
I can listen to him talk all day.
Who has answered the call for his country once again.
Glenn Kirshner!
MSNBC legal analyst Glenn Kirshner.
On the Steffi Miller Show all day.
Pearson blue-eyed Glenn Kirshner.
We got that Glenn Kirshner now and I feel okay.
Oh, hi. Good morning, Glenn Kirshner.
Good morning, Steph.
Everything he just said. Let's talk. I mean, obviously, huge week. Pence subpoena, Meadows subpoena. But talk about what future Senator Schiff would just set talking about in terms of Meadows in particular.
Yeah, Meadows is a high value witness against Donald Trump. I also happen to believe he is a high value target because all of the crimes that he seems to have committed together or for the benefit of Donald Trump. So we'll see where Jack Smith lands on Meadows, whether he runs him exclusively as a witness and gives him a pass for all his crimes. That would not be my approach. I would charge Mark Meadows and then pressure him, flip him, and develop him as a cooperating witness against Donald Trump. And if I had to bet a buck, I would say that is probably what Jack Smith has his sights set on.
Glenn, you had said this seems to answer the question, is Meadows cooperating? Looks like the answer is no, unless the subpoena is being used as cover. What's your guess on that?
So sometimes, Steph, we would covertly arrest, for example, members of a conspiracy. When I say covertly, we wouldn't do it publicly. We didn't want to alert the organization we were investigating that one of their own had been arrested. We would quietly flip them, and then we would return them to the criminal organization to be our eyes and ears on the inside. So when I say cover, we do things for cover all the time. We don't do it publicly. We want to take advantage of it tactically until the time is right. So maybe Mark Meadows is cooperating. I think it unlikely, but if he is, you might give him a subpoena for cover to make everybody think he's not.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Okay. Let's talk about Pence. You said Mike Pence is now fighting his grand jury subpoena. Of course, he already revealed his conversation with Trump in his book, which ironically are the last words of the oath he will be administered when he is ordered to testify in a grand jury. You know, we've been talking about it, just this delay tactic that Donald Trump has, you know, I guess, perfected. This is all this is about, right? I mean, this whole, his argument is just, it's going to take a little longer than just executive privilege to shoot down, isn't it?
Yeah, Steph, you know, Mike Pence is the smallest person in America. I mean, think about it. Donald Trump committed any number of federal crimes by pressuring Mike Pence to violate the law, both the Electoral Count Act and to obstruct Congress's official proceeding of certifying Joe Biden's win. Then when he wouldn't do it, to Mike Pence's credit, he wouldn't join Donald Trump's conspiracy. Donald Trump then converted him into a victim by basically urging his angry mob to get after him, right?
Yeah.
Because he didn't have the courage to do what was right. So Mike Pence is a witness, Mike Pence is a victim, and yet he still refuses to cooperate. And let me just touch on his claim now. He said, well, I was a member of the executive branch as vice president. That's true. but I was also a member of the legislative branch because on January 6th, I opened the ceremonial envelopes. Well, you know what? And what is he going to say next? I was once called for jury duty, so I'm also a member of the judiciary. Mike Pence's legal argument will fail, and he will be forced to testify.
Yeah. Let's. Can you give me Chairman Schiff also talking about Meadows as it relates to the classified documents crime? Let's listen to that.
Meadows has some very important information about their handling of classified documents. There was a rather mysterious element to Cassidy Hutchinson's testimony of documents being brought over by members of the intelligence, the House Intelligence Committee, to the White House. There's other testimony of documents being burned. We don't know what documents those were. We don't know where those documents that were brought over to the White House ended up either, whether any of them made it to Mar-a-Lago. And then, of course, you have this additional information now being reported about digitizing classified information and ending up on a laptop. Finally, there may actually be a laptop issue worth investigating.
I mean, you can't write this stuff, right? The Hunter Biden laptop. And now that might be yet another crime, right, that he, you know, electronically disseminated classified information. So Meadows, I mean, he's involved in both of these, isn't he? The classified documents and January 6th.
He is. And, you know, Meadows and Pence are sort of the evidentiary pinnacle of incriminating information against Donald Trump. And I'm so heartened that we are now at a place, Steph, where Jack Smith, the special counsel, has subpoenaed both of them. He's trying to wrestle from both of them the evidence that they have about Donald Trump's crimes. That tells me, look, I investigated a whole lot of cases, including large-scale conspiracies, not as large as Donald Trump's conspiracy. And I know that we wait until the very end to get after the really high-value witnesses like Pence and Meadows. And that suggests that Jack Smith is moving toward the end game. And I think the end game will look like a whole bunch of indictments against a whole bunch of people.
Yeah. You tweeted, obviously, the other big news. Georgia grand jury believes some of the witnesses who testified about Trump's Georgia state election crimes lied. What does this mean for DA Fannie Willis's investigation? Please do tell. The conclusions were there was no fraud and people lied. So what does that mean legally?
Fannie Willis is proving to be the strongest, bravest, and most determined of prosecutors out there. And I don't say that to insult other prosecutors, but she's going to go down in history if she does the really difficult but necessary thing, which is indicting a former president for the first time in our nation's history. So the fact that the grand jury believed one or more people lied to them, obviously to cover up the crimes of Donald Trump, is really important, because when somebody lies to the grand jury, that gives prosecutors leverage, because now she can say, I will indict you for perjury. I will indict you for obstructing the grand jury investigation. I will indict you for being an accessory after the fact, because your lie has the effect of helping Donald Trump get away with his crimes. Right. So you are an accessory after the fact. Now she has leverage against those lying witnesses that she didn't have before they lied. But, you know, in that report that was issued, highly redacted though it was, you know, there was one other really important line that hasn't gotten a lot of play, Steph. The grand jury said, we set forth for the court our recommendations on indictments and relevant statutes, and then we have pages of redactions. Mm-hmm. So what they have announced is they have decided people need to be indicted, and here is the here are the relevant statutes those people violated. So indictments are coming in Georgia. Yeah. There is almost no doubt indictments are coming in Georgia, and hopefully it is, as Fannie Willis told us, imminent.
Yeah. Well, I got to say, Black Knight on Twitter agrees with you. He said, if you're a prosecutor in New York or in D.C. or in Jack Smith's office, you have to be looking at Georgia embarrassed that a local D.A. is going to beat you to charging Trump when you've had more time, more evidence, and more resources. Fannie Willis putting everyone to shame. I have to say, I agreed.
And I hope that other prosecutors, federal and state, will now have Fannie Willis's back. What do I mean by that? Listen, we don't bring charges just to support prosecutors in other jurisdictions that brought charges against the same target. However, DOJ has the goods. New York has the goods.
Yeah.
And if ever there's going to be a time to step up and drop that indictment on Donald Trump. It is after. It's first done by Fani Willis because, you know, she is going to have the not only the white hot glare of media attention around the world on her, she's going to have a lot of folks who are going to want to come to Atlanta and kick up dust and perhaps engage in a little bit of violence because their false god has now finally been criminally indicted.
Well, you keep calling it the maiden legal voyage. Who's going to take the maiden legal voyage? And then you have to hope, you know, that that obviously inspires courage in others. You said the special counsel locked in at least 8 secret court battles in Trump investigations headline. You just said, let's hope 8 is enough. That's a good joke for someone my age. but, you know, Barb McQuaid is actually Veruca Salting this morning. She said Trump and allies are asserting real and imagined privileges, making DOJ fight in court for the evidence. This is why charging a former president takes so long. Just wish DOJ had started these battles sooner. Tick tock. I mean.
Yeah. Yeah. Listen, we have to embrace the pace that Jack Smith has set, because by all accounts, he's going scorched earth. 100 miles an hour in the direction of justice. But it does raise the question, and we're going to have to do an autopsy report on why the Department of Justice didn't do a year ago or 18 months ago what Jack Smith is doing now. We need an answer to that question so we don't fall into this same trap in the future.
You dropped a little tidbit in one of your tweets. You said the Biden-Pence document discoveries actually increase the odds that Trump gets indicted. Mm. Don't let Trump and his criminal associates steal your hope. They want you hopeless. Don't give them that satisfaction. Can you explain that?
Yeah, because now we see we have a trifecta of government officials and former government officials who had documents they shouldn't have had. And we saw two of them, and I'm loath to give Mike Pence credit for anything, but when he does something right, I'm going to give him credit. We see two of them, Biden and Pence, doing exactly what you should do if you find that you have government property that you shouldn't have. You give it back, you alert the appropriate authorities, you invite them in, and you say, do me a favor, have a look around, because I don't want to have anything I'm not supposed to have. When you have two high government officials showing how you deal with that circumstance, and one, Donald Trump, who says, you're not getting them back. I don't care if you subpoena me. I don't care if you search Mar-a-Lago. I will hide some, including on my nightstand, you know, because I need to sleep and there's too much light. Somebody bring me classified folders to block the light, please. Right? Good night, Moon. Good night, classified documents. Listen, this is, I read a lot of bedtime stories to my 5 daughters.
Yeah.
So we know how it should be done because we have 2 concrete examples from Pence and Biden about how it should be done. And that, I think, atmospherically increases the odds that Donald Trump has to be held accountable for doing it wrong.
Yeah, because it is legal apples and oranges, right? This just gave me hope. You said we all know Donald Trump has no loyalty to anyone but Donald Trump. When, not if, he's indicted, particularly federally, he will snitch out every single person on whom he has dirt. Hopefully that will mark the beginning of accountability coming for the ruling class criminals. Oh, that will be delicious.
And he will. Do you think he's going to stand up for anybody about whom he has dirt? Are you kidding me? He will sell out everybody, including, I believe, his family members, Jared, perhaps even Ivanka, in order to get himself a better deal, because that's who Donald Trump is. He's going to go from the art of the deal to the art of the plea deal.
There's no special exemption for a daughter wife? Okay.
From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news, talk, and sports is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Prosecutorial discretion. And you just said in your 30 years as a prosecutor, you had declined to bring charges many times. Why do federal prosecutors decline to charge cases? It's not a one size fits all. What may have happened in the Gates case? Do tell.
Because
for us lay people, we see Venmo at things and we see him asking for pardon and we go, guilty. Go ahead.
And listen, I am not one to pull my punches when I think the Department of Justice has made the wrong decision or been too timid. And I did a 22-minute video on my Justice Matters YouTube channel trying to explain all of that. But here's the thing, and I don't know behind the scenes. I've heard a lot of rumblings about what was going on behind the scenes in this investigation, but I don't have any firsthand knowledge of it. But when you have a witness like Joel Greenberg, who is almost unsponsorable because of all the lies he told. And I heard he continued to tell even after he signed up as a cooperating witness and pledged to tell the truth. He was still lying about stuff. And then you have sometimes victims like the 17-year-old victim who don't see themselves as victims. They are victims, but sometimes they refuse to provide information against the person who victimized them.
Yeah.
And so if those were the two star witnesses, Steph, and neither one of them was strong enough to carry a case, and in combination, they weren't strong enough to carry a prosecution over the finish line, which is proof beyond a reasonable doubt, then DOJ probably made the hard decision that as much as we would like to bring charges and as much as it looks like Matt Gaetz committed crimes, we can't quite get there on the admissible evidence. Those are hard calls I had to make every day of the week for 30 years. So I empathize that it's really a horrible place to be when you know a crime has been committed, but you can't quite prove it with admissible evidence.
Yep. All right. Well, when I'm president, you will be in charge of everything. Okay. Decreeing that right now. All right. Love you, Glenn Kirshner. Don't forget his YouTube channel. It's fantastic.
Yeah, we've linked to it.
Yes. And we will see you next week, sir. Love you.
Love you, Steph. Bye. See you guys.
Bye, Glenn.
He's wearing a champion sweatshirt.
Because he is the champion.
He's referring to. He is the champion. We are the champions.
He is the champion.
But yeah. More importantly, Glenn Kirshner is.
Yes.
Okay. 50. He's still listening to me. Suck up to him. 50, but 50 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by CB Distillery. Why? Because I've decided to do a 40-mile, 2,100 feet of climbing tomorrow.
What is wrong with you?
I know it's, you know, Nichols Canyon, so I know it's going to, I know I'm going to be broken. I will be broken.
No one will ever accuse you of making good choices.
It will be like Clubber Lang. It will break you.
Yes. Well, you know why? Because CB Distillery is my enabler. CB Distillery whispers in my ear, you can do it. It's my Bella Caroli. You can do it, Steffi. You can do it.
Until Clubber Lang beats you.
I will fix you.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds like THC, and CBD does not have THC.
My relief stick brings me joy. Can I just say it's my personal joystick? What? Listen,
if you want
better sleep, less stress, more calm, pain relief, especially after physical exercise, better energy, better focus, concentration, CB Distillery can help. They have over 2 million satisfied customers. I'm telling you, whatever your problem is, getting sleep, just dealing with stress, the physical pain, let me get you started on the right path with my 20% discount. Visit cbdistillery.com. Enter my code Stephanie for your discount. No prescription required. That's cbdistillery.com, promo code Stephanie for 20% off. I love us.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Bombas makes socks, underwear, and T-shirts that feel good and do good. Why do they feel so good? Well, because they're thoughtfully designed with the softest materials like premium Pima cotton and thermoregulating merino wool. They're also engineered with comfort innovation like socks with built-in arch support and shirts with tag-free necklines. It's better basics, high quality enough to wear over and over and over again. How does Bombas do good? Well, for every comfy item of clothing you purchase, another comfy item is donated to someone experiencing homelessness. It's exceptional comfort that gives back to those in need. So far, Bombas has been able to put over 75 million items of clothing into the hands of people who need them, making an impact that is bigger than all of us. That's a whole lot of comfort and a whole lot of good, and it's all thanks to your purchases. Go to bombas.com/Stephanie. Use that code Stephanie for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Stephanie. That code is Stephanie at checkout, Stephanie. At bombas.com.
By now, you know exactly what a medical alert device is. So let's talk about what we offer. What are the best prices for medical alert devices in the country? If you're on a fixed income, call our special medical alert hotline right now. You'll qualify for free equipment and our best price starting at $1 a day. That's it. You could have your loved one or yourself protected by the largest medical emergency response network in the country. If you need a medical alert system for your mom, your dad, you, or another loved one, call right now and start 24/7 protection for about $1 a day with no setup fees, equipment charges, or long-term contracts. You've seen the rest. Now call Stay Safe now for our best price. 800-307-0603. 800-307-0603. 800-307-0603. That's 800-307-0603.
At a wedding reception, Bill shows the telltale signs of being wasted. In the moment, Bill decides to knight himself. Sir parties a lot. He begins his champagne toast with, "So the groom and I meet five cheerleaders in Cancun." Then he asks the bride if she should really be wearing white. He tells family friends he's a love doctor. On the dance floor, he rips off his tuxedo shirt. He swings it over his head and asks the photographer, "Are you getting this?" He dives on the floor and does the worm. Bill tells the best man he'll see him at the after party, and the best man's sister at the after party.
It's easy to tell if you've had way too many to drive, but what if you've had just one too many to drive? Never underestimate just a few. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, the Ad Council, and this station.
It's slip it, cuff it, check it. Talk to doctor now and share it.
I get it, slip it, cuff it, check it twice a day.
I get it, slip it, cuff it, check it in the morning and before dinner.
I get it, slip it, cuff it, check it, and share it with my doctor. Nearly one in two U.S. adults have high blood pressure. That's why it's important to self-monitor your blood pressure in four easy-to-remember steps. It starts with a monitor.
Now that I know my blood pressure numbers, I talked with my doctor. We're getting those numbers down.
Get it, slip it, cuff it, check it. Talk to doctor now and share it.
Be next to talk to your doctor about your blood pressure numbers. Get down with your blood pressure. Self-monitoring is power. Learn more at manageyourbp.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association. In partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by My Cozy Earth Sheets and My Cozy Earth Jammies.
Oh, yeah.
And, okay, also My Cozy Earth Plush Bath Towels.
Oh, my God.
Oh, they're so great. They're so fluffy. I could die. Going to bed at a decent hour, right? It doesn't always mean you get a lot of sleep.
No.
Right? Sometimes you're too hot. You're too cold. Ugh. That's because you don't have temperature regulating Cozy Earth bedding.
You need that.
Yeah. The most luxurious, responsibly sourced bedding on the planet. It's natural temperature regulating. It is made from viscose from highly sustainable bamboo.
Ooh.
And there's a reason. It made Oprah's favorite things 5 years in a row. It is it's the softest surface in the universe. Their loungewear, their pajamas, premium waffle bath towels. You will love shopping at Cozy Earth. Right now, if you hurry, you will save 35%. Go to CozyEarth.com, type in the promo code Stephanie, save 35%. That is CozyEarth.com. The promo code is Stephanie. Okay, could you hit my heavenly choir? Sometimes Travis asks for things from the universe, and then they appear before
us. They answer, and you thought it was special, and then you find out how special it is.
I thought there were no more nuggets to be mined from the Fox News Dominion lawsuit. The headline is, Sidney Powell cited woman who claimed to be headless, time-traveling entity, in email pushing election conspiracy theories.
Oh my
Does
God.
This have all our favorite things in it? It's she's an entity, an entity,
wow.
As in the Barbara Hershey movie that we love. It's she's headless.
She can time travel.
Also, hang on, where was this part? It has a little bit of nail in it. She.
Chicopee in the wind.
She got her voter fraud claims from a woman who got her information from the wind, literally in a wind.
Chicopee in the wind.
Okay, Hugo Lowell tweets, Dominion has to show actual malice, reckless disregard by Fox News in defamation suit. One of the examples they gave last night was Maria Bartiromo's interview with Sidney Powell, who pushed voter fraud claims from a woman who got her information from the wind and time travel. The source also explained to Powell per email she forwarded to Bartiromo's show that the woman said she knew deceased former Fox CEO Roger Ailes huddles every day with Rupert Murdoch about airing anti-Trump material. Bartiromo later testified in a deposition it was nonsense. Really? Dead Roger Ailes doesn't huddle with the headless lady in the wind?
And Rupert Murdoch.
Oh, wait. We have details when we get back.
There's more.
We all make promises, big and small.
tested over time and distance, tried by circumstances and decisions.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
I do solemnly swear to bear true faith and allegiance.
To help you when you're in need.
To tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
To be considerate and caring, courageous and strong.
For better,
for worse,
in sickness and in health.
To love and cherish.
To be your loving, faithful friend.
Partner.
Child.
Parent.
Neighbor.
One of our most important commitments is to support our nation's veterans. Learn how you can help a veteran going through a difficult time by visiting MakeTheConnection.net.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5.